Welcome to BizHaps, where entrepreneurs tell quick hit bite-sized stories from their business life that teach, entertain, and inspire us to grow. My name is Ana Gonzalez, and I'm your host. BizHaps is brought to you by Conversational Funnels, the new way to automate lead generation, qualification, and appointment bookings for service-based businesses. If you want more sales calls on your calendar without having to pay some expensive marketing agency or hire appointment setters, Conversational Funnels are the best bang for your buck in 2024. Download the blueprint for free by going to conversationalfunnels.com. Today's guest is Adam Seitz. Adam Seitz is an award-winning comedian, Broadway performer, voice artist, speaker, and coach. He helps individuals and corporations grow through humor, storytelling, and neurodiversity advocacy. He is going to share a BizHap about that time when he challenged the status quo. So, Adam, welcome to the show. Let's get into your
Hi.
story.
Cool. I'll get my story. It's kind of a mix. But mine, when it came to status quo, is sometimes in my business as an actor, you do what you're told when you go in for an audition and you leave. You don't ask if I could do something else or anything. So I kind of broke the status quo with that on a number of occasions. And by just asking for what I wanted, I got what I wanted. It's amazing how people don't do it. But when it comes to status quo, the story I love to tell is about my father. My father was a guy who, for years, he was a performer. He had a partner, and they did their thing. And then eventually, he got married. His partner got married, and they stopped doing the acting, got into the business world. So he knew a lot of people from that time in the entertainment business, from network people, advertising people, corporate clients, and so on. So he was also known as somebody who could get stuff done. So he pioneered, along with others, product placement in movies, in television shows, and this and that. And somebody had heard about this, came to him and said, "Seymour, I have a show. It's Miss USA." Miss Universe didn't exist yet, or it was the Miss Universe Corporation, I guess. I have no idea. But back then, this is before I was really in the business. But he ends up saying, "Okay, I've got an idea." Because it was not on television. They wanted it to be on TV, and they already had Miss America was on TV, and it was a very big pageant and all that. I don't know if pageants are around anymore, but back then, they didn't know what it was. So again, he says, "I have an idea." So the first thing he did is he went to a company that was a very big corporate conglomerate that had brand after brand after brand, so many different things, and said, "I have an idea. This is what it is. It's a 2-hour live special. It's going to be an annual special. This is the first one, and if you want in, now is the time, because if you say no, I'm going to move to someone else that will say yes. But I want you to buy all of the time." "What do you mean?" "I want you to buy all, like, we're going to have approximately 2 around 26 minutes of commercial time. So that makes 52 commercials of 30 seconds or whatever. You can have all 52, and I'll make you all, you only have to pay for whatever." He made a discounted deal. And they said, "I'm in, done." So the problem is, he really didn't have a show. there was no television. He had the show, the idea, but not a television show. So now he turned around and he walked into another company that was a guy who can get this stuff. So now he has to get a deal with a network. So he walks into one of the top three networks at the time, which really that's all there were. And he said, "Listen, open up a calendar. Let's pick a date. I got a show for you." He's like, "What do you mean?" It's like, "Well, it's a 2-hour special. It's an annual special, and it's going to be very successful. It's a beauty pageant." Blah, blah, blah. It's like, "Really? Yeah. Okay, but I don't really. Oh, by the way, it's completely sold." "What?" "Well, it's completely sold. What I did is, when I put the thing together, we put together a sponsor that's taking all of the time. It's this big mega corp." And he said, "Okay, let's pick a thing." They picked a date, and there it was. It was off and running. So he did that, and he would do things like that. He had a television show that he ended up running the Miss New York for Miss USA pageant and televising it. And what he would do is, he would do the whole show, and then he'd have a whole truck, a whole bunch of talent, people, an audience, a big, beautiful room and set. He picked up the phone. He called Berry Gordy over at Motown. He called some talent agents. He called somebody who ran one of the big Nederlander or Gershwin, one of the big Broadway companies. And they sent a talent. And they did another show. And the thing is, they didn't have a deal for that second show with the network, but he had done this for a few years, and the people that were there were the ones that the network sent to make everything work. So he made sure they were all very happy, all the cameramen, all the people. The place that we were doing at the resort had more than enough rooms and everything. He did a second television show that cost him maybe some food, some drinks. I don't know what was going on. This was in the late 70s or early 80s. But again, this is not something that is normally done. This man would not do the average. He would come into a business, walk into an elevator, go. But before he'd go in, he would look at every single name that's in this building in Manhattan. There's a lot of people in a building. And then when he's done with his meeting, he'd walk into each and every one. And whichever one that fit for what he's selling. And he'd walk out of that building with another deal or two, or at least new connections to make more stuff. There was nobody that he could not get to because of the manner in which he worked. He worked with truth and being confident in anything that he was doing. And he made sure that whatever you're getting is going to be even more than what he originally said you're going to get, nevertheless. And it's kind of where I like to go in the same situation. When someone says, oh, I'd like to book an hour to go over this for some consulting or whatever, it's never an hour. But if it's an hour and a little bit, I don't care. The dollar is not what drives me. What drives me is stuff like this, sharing cool stories like this and letting people know that they're okay. They really are.
Oh, wow. I love this, Adam. I'm going to ask you, what's the biggest takeaway that you have from this story?
Biggest takeaway is take some risks. When you say no, and mostly to yourself when you say no, you're missing out. You're truly shutting yourself off from offers and opportunities that are there for the taking, but you're too busy in your head. Or at least I can only talk for me. This was me. I was over 420 pounds. I was miserable. I was broke. I was divorced. I was depressed. I was really not a happy person. And then I found improv and improvisational thinking. And it really got me out. And the skills that I learned from my father, this ability to just communicate and take what I like to call the scenic route in making a relationship business-wise. Because what's happening is when people are trying to get a deal, and you want everyone wants someone to buy in to something, whether it's their idea, their product, their service, or their opinion, they want people to buy in. So if you can get some humor out there and get a smile on a face, it's a lot easier to make that deal happen. And by doing the scenic route, as I was saying, it's not taking the expressway to make the deal. Because isn't it good if you make a deal with someone and the next time you want to do, you do the deal again and you do the deal again? You know, they call it an evergreen, but this is how he made connections. And that's really how I learned to do the same thing. And, from a little boy told that he was disabled with ADD. ADHD, whatever, I call it hyper awareness. It's kind of become a superpower for me. But that's it. You could do anything you want. I'm a perfect walking example. I lost 170 pounds. I ended up on Broadway. I never took an acting class in my life. I was able to do stand up with some of my idols. I've kind of emptied my bucket list. So now, really, what I'm looking to do is connect with anyone and everyone out there that is interested in building up their own confidence and vanquishing self-doubt from leadership to lead from within and then some. You know, the key is to go to adamseitz.com if you want to find out a little bit more. Seitz.com.
Perfect. So you just told us who you serve and how can those people find you? Can you please repeat that for me, please?
Sure. I work with entrepreneurs, salespeople. I work with children also. I do a lot of stuff with schools. I think it's real important for them to understand that you can think, but if you get too caught up thinking, 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 you get yourself in trouble. So do that really for the purpose of having them improve the quality of their communication. I'd say our ideal client would be management, salesmanship, anyone leadership. Again, anyone looking to get someone to buy in and would like to learn different ways to enhance their performance, their team performance, because again, we're all performing in some way, and trust your own innate abilities that you already have in there. You could know that you could really do anything and feel empowered and help others to get empowered. And when you could do it where you put a smile on someone's face, it's a beautiful thing. So, in fact, you know what? Let me do this. I'm going to give it Adam S. It's www, or I don't think you need that anymore. Adam Seitz, Seitz.com. If you put a forward slash and add summit giveaway, I just did a summit and we set that up. So if you want, You're welcome to go there, and it's a free book. Now, this is a book that I wrote, and what I did is I took a chapter from this, which was called "What Is Funny," and it's I expanded on it. I took all the story, and it's really what is funny. And there are a number of different tools and just ideas and what it is, like the law of three, reversals, doing voices and different characters, all different kinds of things that you can do to enhance that humor level or get people to be enticed. And then some. You go there. It's called The Funny is a Factor. And I think you got to just send me your email address and I'll send you the book, or you download it immediately. Again, I don't even know what a MailChimp is, but I think it's something like that. It sends it directly out. I'll figure this stuff out.
Amazing. Well, that's it for today. Thanks so much to our guest, Adam Heitz, for coming on and sharing his story about that time when his father challenged the status quo. If you've got a biz hub of your own and you'd like to be on the show, go to bizhubs.com to apply. If you like this episode and want more, be sure to follow us on Apple or Spotify so you can get your daily dose. One biz hub a day keeps the burnout away. And one more time, if you want to solve the problem of lead generation, qualification, and follow-up by automating it completely, download the Conversational Funnels Blueprint for free at conversationalfunnels.com. See you next time.